Nick, can we hear you? Are you okay? Do you want to say something? Oh, we can't hear you. All right. I know Stacy worked with you, Nick, earlier, so I think she'll be here in a second. Okay, Nick, let's see. I saw something come up there. You want to try talking again? Oh, can't hear you. Can't hear you. Now, there's a phone number you can call.
It's connecting to audio now. Mr. Reyes, can you speak now?
Nick.
Excellent. It's connecting to audio.
This is the third time we've seen that, though.
Oh, dear. Yep.
Oh, wait. Maybe this is it. Now you're unmuted.
I think it's connecting, but she needs to unmute herself.
There you go. How about now?
Yes, we can hear you now. So let's just do it quickly while we have you so that you can hear us and we can hear you. So let's start the meeting. It is 2:32 in the afternoon, the meeting of the Federated Disability Committee. The committee is here together to listen for the application for a change of status to service-connected disability from Mr. Nick Reyes. Welcome, Mr. Reyes. Good afternoon. Stacy, can you introduce the application information? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. The applicant's name is Nick Reyes. His classification is senior maintenance worker. Nushin DeLilly is listed on Mr. Reyes' application as his attorney. However, Mr. Reyes has chosen to represent himself today. Mr. Reyes' application is for a change of status to a service-connected disability retirement. The body parts listed on his application are his upper back, lower back, both knees, both feet, and hearing. Mr. Reyes was hired on 4/2/90. The date the disability retirement application was received was 1/10/12. Mr. Reyes' current status is service retirement effective 8/19/13. His date of separation was 8/18/13. His status at the time of separation was leave of absence. His status at the time of application was leave of absence. The permanent work restrictions are no repetitive squatting, kneeling, crawling, or climbing, no repetitive bending or stooping, no lifting greater than 20 pounds. Regarding accommodation of restrictions, the restrictions could not have been accommodated. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy. Mr. Reyes, I'm going to ask our disability counsel to introduce your application with his review of the medical evidence by the independent medical examiner, and then we'll turn it over to you for any comments or questions. And hopefully by then, the committee will be able to make a recommendation on your application. Is that okay?
Yes.
Very well. Thank you. Ross, please.
My conclusion as disability counsel is that I recommend to the committee that it adopt as its recommendation the granting of Mr. Ray's application. Again, the two issues, as always, are incapacity and service connection. As to incapacity, we have, I think, the very persuasive and well-reasoned report by IME Donald Pompan, who is an orthopedic surgeon. He addressed both knees and the lower back. As to the lower back, Dr. Pompan documented the mechanism of injury, the event on July 18th, 2006, the follow-up MRI approximately 2 years later that showed degenerative changes in Mr. Reyes' lumbar spine. Based on Dr. Pompan's both review of the medical records, review of the imaging studies, and his examination of Mr. Reyes, albeit the examination was 10 years after the relevant date of August 2013. Nonetheless, Dr. Pompan very clearly came up with very extensive work restrictions that were permanent with respect to the lower back. And Dr. Pompan likewise concluded, partly based on the specific incident of July 2006, but also based on the hard physical labor that was part of Mr. Ray's job, that his employment as a senior maintenance worker did contribute in a real and measurable way to Mr. Reyes' lumbar spine incapacity. Dr. Pompan also reviewed both of Mr. Reyes's knees, concluded the permanent work restrictions were appropriate for both of his knees as of August 2013, and likewise concluded that his employment as a senior maintenance worker with the city contributed in a real and measurable way to his bilateral knee incapacity. Dr. Pompan did note that there was a lack of medical records with respect to the knees. There was more contemporaneous medical records with respect to Mr. Ray's low back. With respect to both of his knees, there were not contemporaneous medical records to establish the date of the work injuries and the treatment received for those work injuries. But Dr. Pompan questioned Mr. Reyes about those injuries. Dr. Pompan found Mr. Reyes to be a reliable historian, and based on Mr. Reyes' commentary, did conclude that that with respect to both of his knees, Mr. Reyes' employment with the city contributed in a real and measurable way to his bilateral knee incapacity. So I think the committee can, and based on Dr. Pompan's analysis and conclusions, I recommend to the committee that it adopt as its recommendation to the Board of Administration the granting of Mr. Ray's application as to all three body parts.
Thank you, Ross. Before we go to the committee for a recommendation, Mr. Reyes, do you have any comments or questions for the committee or for Disability Council?
No, I don't. Not at
all. Right. Go ahead.
Not at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Ms. Castellano, are you ready to make a motion on behalf of the committee?
Yes. I'm move that we accept the recommendation and approve a service-connected disability for Mr. Reyes.
As the second member of the committee, myself, I second that motion. What that means, Mr. Reyes, is that the Disability Committee will be recommending to the Federal Board the granting of your service connection disability of your disability application. And what that means is that this your particular application will be going to the Federal Board for approval at their February 16 meeting, and it will be on consent. You're certainly welcome to attend the meeting by Zoom, although you don't have to. And the expectations, unless the item is particularly pulled by anyone at the board or anyone attending the meeting, is that the board approve the item on consent as approval. And that will then finalize your disability application process. If you have any questions right now, we're happy to entertain them or to answer any questions you may have. And of course, I believe you've been dealing with Stacy Fisher. So she certainly will keep you apprised as to, again, when your disability case will be going to the board and whatever the next steps in your process will be. So with that, Mr. Reyes, do you have any comments for us or any questions?
No, all I can say is thank you. And thank you for Stacy for keeping in touch with me and helping me get through this, through the Zoom thing. It was a pain in the rear for me, but we did it. So no comment, just thank you. Appreciate
Trust
it.
Me, I'm the same way as you are. I have trouble with technology, and sometimes it's maybe even better if they cannot hear what I have to say. But yeah, so I feel your pain. So any other comments by anyone at the meeting? Any questions?
No, not at this time.
Okay, if not, then I'll adjourn the meeting. And then again, you're welcome to stay in touch with Stacy and she will keep you apprised on the process. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time. And